Caleb Collier said,
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, we'll be joined by author and entrepreneur J.T. Lawson. Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm Caleb Collier, once again, your favorite far-right shock jock and the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis. Hey, everyone, head on over to churchandstate.media and take advantage of all these great shows. We continue to produce probably some of the best content out there. I'm my own best advocate. We are so great. I don't know. I mean, we're pretty good. We're doing a good job. But share these shows, please. Also, take advantage of all of our fine affiliates. And I'm going to highlight just one real quick, Beef. Because I know JT loves Beef. And I know JT also knows the Grid Down Chow Down guys. These guys are awesome individuals. And it's storable meat. Look, I talk about it a lot on this show. But there's coming a time where, number one, beef will be outlawed. And number two, you're going to be in some hard times. And so you want to make sure that you have some high quality beef that's been freeze dried, 10 to 15 year shelf life. Just put a little bit of water in it. You're set. You're making tacos, lasagna, burgers, whatever you want. It's great stuff. Use that promo code Church and State. Also, if you want to donate to us, just hit that donate button. It's keeping us on the American Christian Network, and we so appreciate all of your support. And last but not least, if you want to get a hold of us, churchandstate1776 at proton.me. All right, couple of events that I've been promoting excessively, but I want to make sure that these events are successful. We've got the Homeschool Conference, April 26th through 27th. This is going to be at Valley Assembly, 15618 East Broadway. I talk about it all the time. If you hate public education or indoctrination and you want to check out and see if you have the capability to homeschool, to get involved in a homeschool co-op, they have the resources for you. So please show up to this event. Email them at christianfamilyhomeeducators@gmail.com. Remember, the family is $55. The individual is $40. We also have General Flynn coming to Spokane, and I'm excited for this event. So he's going to be in Spokane April 25th. Starts at 5 p.m. Movie's going to start at 6:30 p.m. $35 a ticket if you just go to flynnmovie.com. And remember, if you send us a screenshot of the tickets that you have purchased, you're entered into a contest where you can get a free book with General Flynn, his signature right on it, and you also get to meet the general. So please do so. Lastly, if you want to come to a brand new church, it's going to be mine. Well, and a few other people. Apologia Chapel. Hey, it's starting up. It's going to be the 28th of this month. We're meeting at 1 p.m. at 3506 West Princeton. Come on, show up. You never know what I'm going to say. If you watch this show, you're like, what's next? So wouldn't you like to hear me preach a sermon that way? It probably will happen. All right. With that, let's go ahead and bring on our guest. So JT has actually become a friend of mine for the, I don't know, year or so that we've been working together. It's a man who works with Clay Clark, and he's learned a lot from Clay Clark. He's written a book now about what he's learned from his millionaire mentor, and he's also diving into business. I love that kind of stuff. So, JT, thanks for joining us on Church and State.
Yeah, I appreciate you lowering your standards and allowing me to be on, but I am super pumped to be here. And I'm very glad I met you. It's been great meeting you and having you at the tours and stuff. And you guys do a phenomenal job. So if people haven't subscribed, because you shamelessly promoted yourself, but I'll promote you too. You guys genuinely do a great job. Everyone should subscribe to you guys and go to your channel and just follow everything you guys are doing, because you guys are doing great work.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Yeah, it's been a whirlwind. And yeah, when I first met you, it's just you. I mean, you work for Clay Clark. The guy is a million miles a minute all the time. He doesn't stop. And so I imagine that you have learned quite a bit from this guy.
Oh, I've learned so much. I mean, it was kind of like the first time I read Rich Dad Poor Dad. I don't know if you've read that book, but I've got it. And my goal was to highlight anything I didn't know. And then I turned the whole book pink with my highlighter because I realized I knew none of it. And it completely blew my perspective on money and life. And so then I started looking for new mentors because I was like, everyone in my life is an employee of a job, and I need to get business owners as a mentor in my life. And so I reached out to Clay, offered to work for free. He said, sure, but he was going to pay me. So that was a good bonus. And then, it was the same thing as reading the book. Everything he says, there's just so much knowledge in it. And it's just, he comes at it from a different perspective than most people. And so it was just so good to learn. I mean, he's changed my perspective on everything. And that's why I felt like I needed to write a book so I can change one person's life. So hopefully they can change another's, and then it can just snowball effect and I can help people be successful. That's my goal.
No, absolutely. And you gave me your book. Now, as a National Guardsman, it does not surprise me at all that your highlighter was pink. I'm just going to throw that out there for you.
that's a good point. That's a good point.
But I read your book, and it was very similar to my own story. I joined the Marine Corps. I served the country, in college, and I'm just kind of without direction, really, kind of more that party lifestyle. And but you had a moment in your life where you realized, I got to correct this. I got to do something with my life.
Yeah. Yeah, I for sure had that. I was on the flyovers, and Dave Whited described it as, I was like a boat with a massive motor, but the motor was out of the water. And so I was just going super fast, but I had no real direction. And so I had all this energy and motivation, but I didn't know where to put it. So it's like I tell people now, because I played college basketball in Canada, and I tell people now, knowing what I know now on how to structure your life and how to be successful, I for sure could have played professional basketball. But knowing what I know now, I wouldn't, because my perspective on everything has changed. So it's just I had those moments. So I almost got kicked out of the National Guard. I mean, I cheated my way through school the whole way. And then it's also, side note, it's hard to get kicked out of the National Guard because they will take on anyone. But I cheated. I kept cheating my way through everything. I mean, I just jumped from job to job. I was motivated to do stuff, but I didn't really have any direction. So it's just, when I met Clay, I realized like my goals were here. And I thought that was a cap. Like, I thought you only got rich or successful by inheritance, winning the lottery, or becoming a professional basketball player. But then he completely changed my perspective on everything. And that's what I hope to do, is change somebody else's perspective on this show and through my book, so that they can go change their life and make a difference and impact in the world.
Now, you brought it up, so I feel like it's okay to talk about. You said you cheated your way through high school. You were innovative in what you were doing to cheat.
Oh, man.
And you shared some of those stories in your book, and then as we were talking, you expanded upon it a little bit when we were in Tulsa with you. Can you just share one of those stories, one of the things that you did? It's clear in reading and talking with you about how your innovative style on cheating, that you had that capacity, that capability to be successful in life.
Yeah, I mean, my mom used to say it all the time, but if I would have put as much effort into cheating as I did studying, or if I would have put as much effort into studying as I did cheating, I could have passed all my tests without doing it. But I just, it's like, so I disagree with him. I don't like him, but Bill Gates, he said that if he has a hard job, he hires lazy people because they'll find the easiest way to do it. So I was like a motivated, lazy person, if that makes sense. So I would find the easiest way to do it so that I could go do other stuff and play sports. So I just wanted, I did not care about school. I did not want to learn from teachers who were trying to push agendas even back then on me, or that were teaching on things they never practiced. So like, I cheated my way through college because I was learning from teachers who taught business, but they never actually owned a business. So they're teaching from a book and they've never actually done it. So Robert Kiyosaki calls them fake teachers. So that's where I was learning from. And so, I cheated in so many different ways. One of the ways is, and I don't know what the time frame, if I can still get in trouble for it or not, but I'll say it anyways, is I had a final and I needed to pass this class so that I could be eligible for basketball the next semester. And it was the last one, and I had like a 59.8. So I was like teetering because I just had to get a 60. And so I snuck into the school at 3 a.m., because I knew the guy who was there who monitored it. He let me
in. Do we have some Mission Impossible music? Can we play? No, keep right. going.
No, and so I broke in. I told him that I was going to get up shots, which was a normal thing, that I was going to work on basketball skills, because I would get there like 5 or 6 and I'd get let in early, and I was the only one who did it. So it wasn't super out of the norm. It was just a couple hours early. And so I start walking in, and I keyed the door. So I just used the old credit card method, got in, found the answers to the final, took a screenshot, and then put everything back, locked the door back, told the guy. Then I went and did a workout, so it looked like I was actually doing it. I put a sweat or water on my face, so I looked sweaty. And then I told the guy, hey, I'm leaving. He was like, sweet, man. Hope you had a good workout. I was like, oh, dude, it was great. So hard. And so then I took the pictures, and what I did was I wrote it on my thighs, like up high, and I wore shorts because it was a Christian school. And so that I understand morally incorrect. This is pre-Jesus for me. But my argument was going to be, if he's caught me cheating, I was going to be like, why are you looking up my shorts? And that was going to be, and I was going to die on that hill, and that was going to be my out. But so I took a picture, and it's in the book, but I had these, all the notes written on my shorts. And so I ended up passing the class and then, being able to be eligible, but I was so innovative, but just for no reason. Like, I probably should have applied myself, but I was there literally just to play basketball. Like, I didn't want to learn from fake teachers because I knew what they were teaching me wasn't actually going to be applicable. Like, some of the classes I was studying was Bible and popular music. But these teachers at this Christian school, you'll enjoy this, actually. These teachers at this Christian school were telling me in class that they pick and choose what they want to believe out of the Bible. So they would be like, oh, I understand it says this. However, I choose to believe my God is a savior and a forgiver. And so I don't see that he looks down upon either, whether it was gays or transgenders or anything, because that school had the gay straight alliance, to where they would invite gay people and they would have their alliance with the church. And it was like, it was just crazy. So I was like, I don't want to learn from these people. I'm just here to play basketball. And then I'm out as soon as it. So I was trying my best not to get brainwashed. But, you know, I was there for 3 straight years. So I left partly conservative. And then I came back to America, kind of, you know, middle of the line liberal. And then I met Clay, and he was like the saving grace. He propelled me all the way farther right. So it was great. So it was really what I needed.
And now you're on a far right shock jock show. So there you go. Yeah. But no, exactly. The reason why I wanted to talk about that is because it shows who you are. Not the lack of character. It's that you had the drive, because you put in a lot of work to be able to cheat to that efficient of a level. but it was when God got really a hold of your heart that he took those skills that you have, those talents that you have, and now you've applied them into the business world, into writing a book. And so let's transition over to the book. You know, we've been talking a little bit about some of what's in there, but really you learned a lot of lessons from Clay to make it to where you could be successful with whatever you tried. That's the thing about Clay that I love, and what I loved about your book as well. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, you're starting a dental practice. It doesn't matter if you've got, you know, a business doing landscaping. All of these principles will make you successful.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't even have to have a business. I mean, it's just really how to be successful in life. So, I mean, that's why I say, like, knowing what I know now about how to structure my day, how to have a calendar, how to have a to-do list, how to have F6 goals, all these tools, they make you successful in anything. And that's the biggest thing that I think people misunderstand when they see my book or they hear me on some of these conservative shows, is the first thing they do is like, oh, he loves money. Money's the root of all evil. And it's like, no. The reason I wrote this book is because I want to get you to your goals. So I want to get you there. So like, one of the things that I learned is having a to-do list. And the reason I want to bring this up real quick is because on the back, I have quotes that I force myself to read every day so that I almost brainwash myself. So I find important things and I force myself to read them every day so that but one of them, just for someone who's arguing about, because I feel someone, there's someone watching this right now that's like, oh, he loves money. You know, I mean, it's life is more about that. And so I want to read this. Anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith is worse than an unbeliever. 1 Timothy 5:8. So that's on the back of my to-do list, because my goal in life is to buy my mom a house, and to make it to where they don't have to work anymore, because they did so much for me, and I want to be able to repay that. And I know there's tough times going. So I know I can either sit here and mope about it, about how hard it is, how hard it is to buy a house, how hard it is to do this, which a lot of people do, but they use it as an excuse not to do anything. And so I just want to have that there. So I always constantly remind myself, hey, what's the purpose of this? Not providing is literally worse than being a non-believer.
Yeah, context. You were talking about your teachers and how they were picking and choosing from the Bible what they were going to believe. But we do that a lot as Christians, where we don't understand the context of what was written. It's not that the love of money that money is the root of all evil. It's the love of money. And so there's nothing wrong with being a Christian and wanting to be successful. In fact, you should. You should. As you lead your life before the Lord, you should apply those same principles to your business or just to your daily living. And if you understand that the moral code, the moral law that has been established through Scripture, if you live your life like that, guess what? Your life's going to be pretty good. You know, you're probably going to see success. You're going to work hard. Those are principles that are laid out in the Bible.
Yeah. No, I mean, I fully agree. I mean, you have to, it's more than just you. I mean, you have to think about the people around you, and you have to understand that. I mean, that's a great point that you brought up, is that it's the love of money. So it's not that I love money. It's just, I know money is a tool to get me to my destination. The same with owning a business. A lot of people think the goal is to own a business, but it's not. A business is built to serve the owner, and it's a vehicle to get you to your destination. So, and I know that if I take sick days, or if I take these other days, or if I worry about making too much money, all my employees and their family starve. Because I put them on my shoulders, so there's nothing wrong with me making more money, because I take on all the struggles and all the responsibility. Because if they fail, and if I don't come down on that person for missing a day of work, then everyone misses days of work, and then no one has jobs, you know, because now the business doesn't work. So it's not that it's mean. It's just like you have to have these standards. You have to do these things.
Absolutely. And then I know, because I know you as an individual, that you want to take that not just to provide for, you know, your family, for the people that are employed by you. But I know that you have that spirit that you want to actually assist and help people that are down on their luck. You know, and it's small businesses that make that possible. It's not government. We've seen how government takes care of the homeless and those that have drug addiction problems. They don't do a very good job of it. But you know who does? It's Christians. It's small business owners that are getting out there and actually working and using their money to help people that have maybe, you know, had some bad luck.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing that Clay talks about all the time is people need a hand up, not a handout. So a hand up, not a handout. But it's hard to do that if you don't have money to help people. So it's not like, so that's why I want to teach these things, is because if you do this and you buy one of these books, it's going to motivate you to be better at whatever you want to be better at. But my goal is that you can fix your life. So, because if you don't have your own household in order, if you can't make your bed, Jordan Peterson talks about that a lot, but you make your bed, you do all these things, because if you don't have your own house in order, you don't have a right to tell other people how to live their life. So you have to get your house in order so then you can help other people, not vice versa. You don't help other people, then get your own life in order. You got to fix yourself so you can help others.
So let me just get this. Let me just get this straight.
Jordan and Clay.
So JT, you're saying that the government needs to get their house in order before they can help people. Is that what you're saying? I don't want to just, you know, like screw up your words or anything, but I think that's pretty wise. I think you might be onto something.
No, I fully agree. I mean, the government, I mean, here's the thing with where we are right now. Is we had hard times, and because of that, it created strong men. And we had strong men, but then they created easy times. And because we had easy times, now we have weak men in charge. I mean, think about it. The most powerful person on the planet can't walk across the stage or up the stairs. Like, that's the – and he can't put a sentence together. And that's who's running the country. And so – but now I would even argue, because there's somebody out there arguing – there, because every time I do one of these shows, just one of the main comments is like, it's never been harder. It's so hard to get ahead. I mean, inflation's up, taxes are up, everything's up, gas prices are up, food prices are up. It's so much harder. What, like, how can I do anything if it's so hard? And I'm going to speak to those people right now like they were a friend of mine. And what I would say to them, just being blunt with them, suck it up, buttercup. I mean, you can't change. I mean, you asking those questions is like wanting to change chess or basketball. I'll use basketball as an example. If you ask that question, it's like you're playing basketball and you want to be able to run out of bounds, lower the rim to 6 foot and dunk. You want to change the rules of life. You can't, but what you can do is you can be the best person you possibly can be and set yourself up for success. Because it's still easy to be, it's the easiest it's ever been to be successful. Now, I'm not saying easy, but it's the easiest it's ever been. Because think about any of the kings that ever lived. We're currently living better than they did. Because I can get on my phone and DoorDash, I can DoorDash a chocolate cake straight to my door and they can drop it off. And I can call somebody 50,000 miles away in an instant like that. But we want to complain about how hard it is. No, how about you fix your life and then the other things will come. And then you do it for the glory of God and you shine and it's just a snowball effect. And then you help yourself, then you help others. And then we push back because what the left and even the devil is really good at is making it look like the grass is greener on the other side. So I think people forget that everyone's struggling. So you see these Instagram posts and you see somebody in Dubai taking pictures in front of all these buildings, but you don't realize that they stayed in the cheap hotels miles away, got an Uber there, a $30 hotel, and now they're taking pictures in front of someone else's Ferrari so that you are jealous. And then they'll use those photos year-round from a two-day trip. And now you're sitting there upset that you're broke, that you don't have anything going for you, but you don't understand that they're struggling too. And so you can either be upset and be depressed, or you can understand that, one, your physicality and mentality as a man are linked, and you can get to the gym, you can get your F6 goals, and you can get all these things in order so that you can better yourself and then other people.
No, it's well said. I got to add a few things. Number one, yeah. Even if you lowered that rim to 6 feet, I'm pretty sure I couldn't dunk still. Number two, Joe Biden is really, really good at eating ice cream, sniffing children, and destroying this country. So he does have some things that he excels at. In all seriousness, no, I love what you just said because it's motivational, right? And people need that. But you got to stop blaming other people for your problems. You got to really, as you said, pick yourself up by your bootstraps and get to work. If you want to change your life, if you want to better what's going on in whatever circumstances you're dealing with, it's on you. Okay. So I wanted to transition the interview here to one of your businesses because in typical fashion, you learned a lot of lessons from an individual who's been highly successful. You said, I can apply that and I'm going to build a business. So you have a business, it's called Make Your Dog Epic. The website is makeyourdogepic.com. Now, JT, I got to be honest with you. I've got a Frenchie. That dog is as dumb as a box of rocks. I can't teach that dog anything, all right? He's just got a mind of his own. Can you help me?
I actually for sure can help you. I mean, I'm actually writing a second book. This one's about dog training, and it's about dog training lessons, and Clay is writing the second half about owning a dog training business and how to run it successfully. But one with Frenchies are very hard-headed. So that's like, everyone knows that. But they actually, I think they just passed Golden or Labs as the most popular dog in the United States.
Yep.
Which, I don't know why you owned a Frenchie, because when you buy a Frenchie, you're automatically signing on for $10,000 in vet bills. Because almost all of them have health issues. I think they're super cute, and I love Frenchies. It's just me personally. I wouldn't own one. But training-wise, 100% can help you. I mean, one of the things I'm writing in my book is that for the trainers, so I'm also doing the training for my trainers. And one of the videos I'm recording is, if the dog doesn't understand something, it's your fault. So, because
that cuts like a knife, JT, man, right in the heart.
I know that one hurts people because I hear that a lot of times when we do events and stuff. People come up to me and they're like, "I got to be honest, my dog's stupid." I mean, I feel like it's kind of the Alex Jones bit where he's like, "I got to be honest, I'm kind of retarded," and they're saying their dog's too dumb to learn. It's like, no, I for sure can help you. Let's do it, and then we're also. We'll be franchising soon and licensing. So if people are interested in owning a Make Your Dog Epic location, they can do that because my goal was to make it an affordable process for humans and the most transferable. Because you see these trainers where they have these really complicated training methods, so it's hard for the dog. But then the other part of it, it's hard for the owners. Because if I get your Frenchie to listen to me, but not you, that's pretty pointless, right?
So yeah, you'll have to move into my house, JT, at that point. You're rooming with me. Yeah, so you can take care of the dog. So let me ask, is the Frenchie one of the harder dogs to train? Or is there another breed that is really troublesome?
I mean, there's for sure dogs that are much harder. I mean, you have like the Belgian Malinois, which is the dog that I have, Achilles, or you have Labs and Golden Retrievers. They're smart. They're typically easier. German Shepherds. On the harder end, I would say Frenchies aren't quite the hardest, but they're on the harder side. But you have dogs like Chihuahuas or Huskies.
Is a Chihuahua even a dog? I'm not entirely sure about that.
I mean, people, listen, I'm not going to talk bad about any Chihuahua owners or Chihuahuas, because they will see this and then I'll show up to the lesson and they'll be like, hey, I just invited you here so I could defend my dog. And I love Chihuahuas, but everyone knows about Chihuahuas. They're always angry. They have little man syndrome because they think they're bigger than Mastiffs. But Huskies, they're more cat than dog. So they're very independent and they don't want to please you. They just want to do their own thing. So that's what makes it a little hard for most Huskies. But yeah, that would be my answer to that.
Okay. And just to set the record straight, I wanted an English Bulldog. I lost. Okay. I lost. I'm married. You understand why I lost. We have a Frenchie now. I love him. He's a great dog. They're clowns, but they don't obey very well. I will say that.
Yeah, they don't, but just, you know, you would have been in the same situation with an English Bulldog. They're stubborn as well. They're just beefier and a little cooler to look at. I think I lean more on the side of English Bulldogs as well.
Yeah, I've had an English before, and yes, you're right. If they decide that they don't want to move, good luck. They're not moving. Yeah. They're not like a Frenchie. Yeah, you can't pick them up.
Yeah, it's like a little square boulder trying to get them to move sometimes.
So. Exactly. So, JT, we're coming to the end of the episode. Make sure, I want you to plug both your websites. How do people get your book? How do people, if they want to get their dogs trained, or if they're interested in the franchising, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so for the book, you just go to jtlawson.com and you can order it there. And I'll sign the copy if you buy it there. Or you can get it on Amazon. You can just Google JT Lawson and Amazon book will come up. Or for the Make Your Dog Epic stuff. And with the book, just, you know, right now we're doing a thing because I did learn from Clay Clark. You get entered in for a chance for a free VIP to his business conference coming up in June, which is at thrivetimeshow.com. Sorry, I forgot to mention that website to you earlier. ThriveTimeShow.com. Clay has a new business conference coming up with Tim Tebow, Peter Totten, other people there. For the dog, it's MakeYourDogEpic.com. So you just fill out any of those forms and we'll set you up for that first lesson, and or we'll talk to you about more information for the franchising.
Awesome. And just so you know, if you mention that you saw it on Church and State, JT will sign his book in a pink highlighter. So it's a special we're running right now. It's a great deal. Please go check out the websites. JT, it's been awesome having you on.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on anytime.
Absolutely. Church and State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church. I'm Caleb Collier. I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver, because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to BH-PM.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to BH-PM.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to BH-PM.com. synthetic-pm.com. You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code CHURCHANDSTEAK. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14:2. MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry. Your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a 2-for-1 there. You know you've wanted good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code CHURCHANDSTATE.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State. The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want, and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself, or maybe even a doctor for your family, or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsynapse.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsynapse.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Hello, everybody. It's an honor to be with you.